Welcome to the Space News Weekly Brief, where we bring you the latest updates, groundbreaking developments, and key insights shaping the future of space exploration and technology. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, NASA's acting head Janet Petro advocates for lunar and Martian exploration. Second, the University of Michigan is set to lead its first satellite mission with a NASA grant. Third, Myriota expands its Internet of Things constellation with 4 new satellites. Fourth, Boeing Starliner astronauts, weeks from homecoming, aim to set the record straight. Lastly, we take a look at the Aurora Borealis as seen from the International Space Station. Let's dive into our first story. At the 27th Annual Commercial Space Conference in Washington, D.C., NASA's acting administrator, Janet Petro, emphasized the agency's commitment to exploring both the Moon and Mars. Despite recent political discussions questioning the need for a lunar presence before heading to Mars, Petro firmly believes in a dual approach. She described a vision of many, many, many boots on the Moon as an incredible milestone, setting the stage for future Martian expeditions. Her comments underscore NASA's dedication to leveraging partnerships with commercial entities to achieve these ambitious goals. The University of Michigan's Department of Astronomy is embarking on its first satellite mission thanks to a $10 million grant from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. This groundbreaking mission, named STARRY, which stands for Starlight Acquisition and Reflection Toward Interferometry, is scheduled for launch in 2029. Its primary goal is to demonstrate a new technique for studying exoplanets, those intriguing planets outside our solar system. Leading the charge is John Monnier, a professor of astronomy at the University of Michigan. Monnier emphasizes the importance of moving beyond indirect methods of detecting exoplanets. "We've detected thousands of these planets, but mostly by indirect means, not directly through the light they emit. It's time to change that," he said. His team aims to shift the paradigm by showcasing a technique that could revolutionize our understanding of whether these distant worlds could support life. STARRY will utilize 2 CubeSats, roughly the size of a briefcase, to prove a crucial technology for a method known as interferometry. This method involves multiple satellites working in perfect harmony to bounce and reflect starlight between them, allowing for unprecedented precision in analyzing the light from these distant planets. This could pave the way for future missions like the proposed Large Interferometer for Exoplanets, or LIFE, which aims to search for signs of life beyond our solar system. The mission is a collaborative effort, with experts from across the country contributing their knowledge. Gautam Vasisht from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory highlights the challenge. "The most challenging aspect of the STARRY mission will be achieving the precise coordination and control required for formation flying on a CubeSat platform. Despite the difficulties, the CubeSat approach offers a cost-effective way to test advanced technologies that larger, more expensive missions might rely on." James Cutler, a professor of aerospace engineering at the University of Michigan and a co-investigator on the project, notes that this mission builds on the university's storied history in space exploration. "We have pioneered the use of CubeSats for space weather studies and exploration with missions near Earth, past Mars, and to the Moon," Cutler said. "We're excited to help astronomers explore even further with STARRY." The STARRY mission is not just about proving technology. It also represents a shift in how space missions are conceptualized. By distributing the technological load across multiple vessels, rather than a single spacecraft, missions can achieve more than ever before. This innovative approach could lead to incredible scientific discoveries and improvements in human life on Earth. In today's Tech Advances segment, we're highlighting a significant development from Myriota, an Australian company that's making waves in the Internet of Things sector. Myriota has just expanded its low Earth orbit nanosatellite constellation by adding 4 new satellites. This expansion is part of their partnership with Spire, a company known for its satellite-based services. These new satellites were launched on January 14th as part of SpaceX's Transporter 12 mission. Their addition will significantly bolster Myriota's service capacity, allowing the company to extend its reach across new markets, including Mexico, Brazil, Chile, Argentina, and the Middle East. This expansion is crucial for supporting industries like logistics, utilities, and agriculture by enabling comprehensive global data monitoring and collection. Myriota's network facilitates a range of applications, such as tracking, locating, and monitoring assets, which are essential for the efficient operation of these industries. Recently, Myriota secured a $32 million funding round, led by the National Reconstruction Fund Corporation and various venture capital partners, to further its technological advancements and market reach. Ben Cade, the chief executive officer of Myriota, expressed excitement about the company's role in the rapidly growing market for satellite-based communication networks. He highlighted the importance of their ultra-low power and highly secure Internet of Things connectivity service, which is already widely used in commercial applications. Now, let's shift our focus to some crucial updates in human spaceflight. NASA astronauts Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore, currently on board the International Space Station, have been making headlines this week. There's been a lot of talk about their situation in orbit, so let's set the record straight. Williams and Wilmore launched aboard Boeing's Starliner on its first crewed test flight back in June. Since then, they've been part of the International Space Station crew, contributing to various scientific experiments and station maintenance. Contrary to some claims, they have not been stranded or abandoned in space. In a recent interview with CNN's Anderson Cooper, both astronauts addressed the misconceptions head-on. "We don't feel abandoned, we don't feel stuck, we don't feel stranded," Wilmore stated emphatically. He urged the public to change the narrative to one of being prepared and committed, reflecting their readiness for the mission's challenges. The confusion seemed to stem from comments made by former President Donald Trump and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk, who suggested that Williams and Wilmore were left in space without a plan for their return. However, NASA had already arranged for their return as part of the Crew 9 mission aboard SpaceX's Crew Dragon capsule. Originally, the astronauts were slated to return on the Starliner, but due to technical issues, NASA opted for a safer alternative with SpaceX. The decision was made well before any public comments from Musk or Trump. NASA officials have since confirmed that the astronauts' return schedule is proceeding as planned, with the Crew 10 mission now set to replace the current crew. Williams and Wilmore are expected to return home aboard the Crew Dragon Freedom, which has been prepared to accommodate them along with their fellow crew members. The mission is on track, and the astronauts are anticipated to be back on Earth slightly ahead of the initial schedule, thanks to recent adjustments in the mission timeline. In our Discoveries segment today, we're bringing you a breathtaking view of the Aurora Borealis, as seen from the International Space Station. This incredible footage, captured in January 2025, showcases the vibrant greens and reds of the northern lights dancing over the Canadian landscape. It's a reminder of the beauty and wonder that exists in our universe, often unnoticed from our vantage point on Earth. The Aurora Borealis, or Northern Lights, is a natural light display that occurs when the Earth's magnetic field interacts with charged particles from the solar wind. These particles are released by the sun and cause a spectacular light show when they collide with gases in our atmosphere. While the Northern Lights are often seen from the ground in high-latitude areas near the Arctic, this footage provides a rare perspective from space. As the International Space Station orbits 259 miles, or 417 kilometers, above the Earth, the astronauts aboard have a front-row seat to this cosmic ballet. The video not only captures the ethereal beauty of the aurora, but also includes the twinkling city lights below, offering a striking contrast between human civilization and the vastness of space. The footage culminates with the space station soaring into a stunning sunrise over the Atlantic Ocean, highlighting the continuous dance between light and darkness in our solar system. This awe-inspiring view underscores the unique perspective astronauts have from space and the importance of sharing these moments with those of us on Earth. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.